every morning, Arabile Gumede and Nastasia Arensa on Classic Business. Breakfast with MoneyWeb.
At 7:43, beginning his career in 1997, entrepreneur and IT specialist Chris Ogden has built a successful software development house called Ruby Blue from scratch and has been RaceCarb's most profitable business for 2 years running. And he joins us on the line. Chris, thank you so much for your time this morning.
Hi, thank you. Wow, what an introduction. Morning to you and the team and all your listeners.
So where did it all start? I mean, did you always want to be an entrepreneur?
I think I've always been, you know, even when I was youngster at school, I was always doing something on the side to try and make a bit of money or pocket money, whatever it might be. So, yeah, I would say it's always kind of been ingrained within me. Maybe my parents, because they were both entrepreneurs, I'm not quite sure, but I've always had that need to make my own play in life, if you want to call it that.
All right. So what's your background? I mean, reading here, IT specialist, what prompted the need to want to start a business?
It was actually, you know, so I was based in Port Elizabeth, where I'm from. And my brother went to varsity with a man by the name of Barry, and he was from Mafeking. He moved up to Joburg. We met each other once or twice, and he literally just phoned me up and he said, "What are you doing?" And I said, "I'm kind of doing some website design on my own." And I said, "But it's not really happening in PE at the moment." So the next day I drove up to Joburg, and I joined him in a business that was not really functional, but it was operational, if you want to call it that. And that kind of really sparked my interest into trying to build something a lot bigger than to just working for somebody else, maybe. Mm-hmm.
The early days of the business, because sometimes that can set the tone as to whether you're going to continue with the business or even, you know, realize perhaps maybe this is not for me and then go back into the working world. What were the early days like?
They were tough, eh? I mean, there was a lot of no money, a lot of working for people and not getting paid. I think it was a big eye-opener for me that, you know, the ability to build something, you need two things. You need a bit of insight into what you're trying to do and not just running along blindly. And the other one is just working very, very hard. I think those two are the things that I picked up quite early, and I've managed to try and build a business that's based on those kind of principles, that it's all about hard work, but you need to know what you're working hard for. That's probably the more important thing.
A lot of the entrepreneurs or even CEOs who come on the show will always relate a story that had an impact on them almost immediately, or that changed the way they did things, or perhaps even where they were forced to step out of their comfort zone. And I understand, according to the bio that I read, that you were kind of thrown in the deep end when your business partner passed away. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so he unfortunately wasn't wearing his seatbelt, which I'm a big advocate for these days. That's one thing I learned from this whole process. And yeah, he passed away in a car accident. And at that point in time, it was myself and another individual. And I was more of the technical behind the door, just feed pizza under the door and things happen behind the scenes. So it was a huge decision that I had to make, whether I thought I was that person, where he was more of the outspoken, meeting people, selling stuff, etc. So for me, I had to jump out completely out of my comfort zone. I'm by nature quite an introverted human, and I actually found that I enjoyed doing that more than doing the actual work side of stuff. It might sound like a lazy thing to say, but for me, I like the thrill of trying to unpack a solution for a client and go and do all the upfront work, the face work, bring the ideas back, and let my team now go and build those different solutions, wherever they might stand in the different sectors of IT. So it was a huge change in my mindset of what I needed to become. But I actually, then I used to sit in a closed room and spit out code.
So when you look back at the business and, you know, how it's evolved over the years and some of your achievements, is there one particular experience or memory that puts a smile on your face or that makes you proud of what you've done?
I think it's just the whole journey, to be honest. I think we've built up quite a big business. I mean, we're still relatively small in the corporate's kind of eyes, but we've built a big business. It's a strong business. It's a profitable business. It's a business that I hope, and we put a lot of emphasis on culture and values within our employees, and we try and relay that out to our clients as well. But I look at the whole thing, and I just feel very proud of what we've done as a team, because, you know, anything doesn't take one person, it takes many people. So I would say the whole thing I'm proud of, and I'm looking very, very forward to our future in the next 5 or so years of really exciting, innovative tech-enabling products coming out of our state.
How competitive is the industry you're playing in?
I think every industry is competitive, otherwise it's just a monopoly. Every different market also has the niche. We managed to find our niche that allowed us to scale quite quickly to a point of having the ability to build new products and services out there. I think there's a lot of clutter out there, and I think what maybe sets us aside is that we've got stuff in that clutter that serves real business purpose. It's not just about the money. We know that if we build a good, solid product, that we're able to support and enable our client base, the money will come from that. So that's not our driver. There's a lot of clutter out there, and I think you need to create a differentiating factor for your own business that makes yourself unique, whether you call that a USP or whatever you might want to call it. You need to create something that stands you out from the rest. And I think what we've been able to do, especially in the financial services, a little bit of banking and funeral industries, we've really created a product that enables business. And competitors will come, but that's a good thing. It's because it makes you be better and want to be better and bring out new feature. Otherwise, if it's not competitive, you just remain stagnant and you don't grow as a business. So, yes, there's a lot of competition out there and the platform market that we play in. But I think it's very important that you focus on what you guys or what we do as a business or somebody else does as a business, that you guys need to be. You need to be different. You need to be, even if it's slightly different. You take three specific items that make you different. You put them together, make you completely unique globally. So there's a lot of clutter out there, and I think that one of the driving forces about any successful business is creating themselves as the answer in that clutter.
What's next for you in terms of perhaps goals for the business or yourself in the short to medium term?
So we're getting into a space now of where we want to scale quite quickly and quite aggressively. So for us, it's taking a 35/40 size business to 250 in the next 3 to 5 years. We've got quite a few products that we're bringing out at the moment that we putting it into the market, done all the development, done all the market research. So for us, it's our crazy time right now. We spent a lot of time in the last 2 years creating tech, and now it is rolling this tech out into markets that we believe have value to gain from using our services.
Chris, thanks so much for your time. That's Chris Ogden, who's the co-founder of Ruby Blue.